Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
Do you ever wonder what women talk about when you're not around? Why do women seem so different from men? And wouldn't you like to get the inside scoop on what women really need? This week, we're in San Francisco talking with Elisa Kreitman, podcast host, relationship consultant, and workshop facilitator, about the world of women and how we as men can navigate it. Casey and I are talking to Elisa Kreitman. Hold on, I got to read this. She's the host for the Just for Women.
It's a weekly podcast.
It's a weekly,
just like what you have.
What? There's other podcasts?
But for women.
It's Just for Women, dating, relationships, and sex. And she's also a relationship consultant.
I love that.
You love that.
I consult people on love.
I love that you're here and you're talking with us and sharing with us. Because what I want to get, you interview tons and tons of women and men, all about like issues around women. And so as a guy, it's like I get to download all of this crazy, wonderful wisdom that you have into one show. I don't have to go and listen. Well, I am going to go listen to all of your shows, right?
You're digging it now. You're digging the hole. We've begun.
Damn it.
No, I'll give you the straight skinny. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell us like where women are most neurotic and how we can manipulate women even better to get what we want, right?
I'm an open book. But don't forget, we have an arsenal. You'll never get the leg up. That's the thing.
2008's the year we get the leg up.
You'll come back. You'll do all this studying and you'll come guns a-blazing. And we'll be like, yeah, how about this? You know, it's like, I got it.
So what are we going to talk about? So yes, you interview tons of great women and men all about relationships and dating from the women's perspective. So what can we talk about and share? What are guys missing out there? What can you give them?
First of all, I have to say I love being on this side of the microphone. You know, it's like, oh, I get to just talk and relax and I don't have to really pay attention. I can just talk. So thank you. Thank you for the interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, one of the things I want to say is that I interview experts. You know, I like to interview people who have PhDs, who've written books, who have a large web presence, because there's depth there. There's tons of study. Mm. It's kind of like what you're saying. I want to go to the person who spent 5 years studying man-woman dynamics and get it from them. So I've read, like you said, all these books and interviewed all these amazing people. So, you know, to glean from that what do I want to tell men now? Here's the biggest thing.
Okay.
We are human animals, mostly.
Women.
Well, no, men and women. And why I say that, yes, at times. If you can get it out of us, yes. I'll give you the keys to those kingdoms in a minute. But really, we're instinctual beings, and we have things in us, about us, that are pure instinct, that come with who we are as men and as women. And if we don't understand that, it can cause a lot of problems in relationship.
So if we're cut off from that part of us, if we're like, say more about that. We're cut off from instinct. What's another way to describe instinct?
Instinct is something that is built in, hardwired into us, kind of like comes with your computer.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that you can't change.
Okay.
The software, if we use this computer
analogy.
Are you analogy,
a tech host or something?
I am a little bit techie. I love it. It's my masculine side. No, but it's the stuff that's built in. And so, for example, you know, and this is how you have to think about it. You have to think about the evolution of humanity, and then all of this makes sense. And when you think about the basic hunter-gatherer kind of scenarios, mm-hmm. and Alison Armstrong talks a lot about this. She's one of the women I've interviewed on my show, and every man, woman needs to listen to her stuff because it really... She talks about what's observably so. Things like women have diffuse awareness. And so men think women are nuts, like scattered and all over the place. And there's a wisdom to that. We are. We have this diffuse awareness. So if you think about us out in the Serengeti with a baby in hand, having to pick berries and nuts and roots and whatnot to bring back to the tribe, we have to manage many things at once. How's the baby? Where's the berries? Oh my God, is that a tiger over there? Where's the water? What time is it? Where's the sun? You know what I'm saying?
So women aren't just crazy. They're actually very wise.
Some women are crazy. Some women are wise, and some are a blend of the two. No, but this is what I'm saying. It's built into us. So women now, you know, 2008, we walk into a room, and we're scanning, you know, where's the baby? Is the stove on? Is that too high? Is that too low? Has my husband eaten? What time is it? Where, you know, it's like, it's there.
So the attention's going everywhere, and you're taking in so much information that to the outside, to a guy, where he may be very singular in where his attention is going.
Absolutely.
A woman can appear like, my God, what a mess.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. If men don't understand the wisdom and where that comes from, the like amazing reasoning for that, women can look scattered and out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, right? Like, okay, now he can understand, all right, she's not paying attention, or she's paying attention to so many things. I need her attention though. So how do you get a woman's attention?
Here we go.
When she walks into a room and she's futzing with everything because everything is calling to her?
Okay.
Look her in the eyes.
Hmm.
Especially if you want to ask her something.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of men have probably seen this. Women will just keep going. We'll just keep going and going. We'll forget to eat. We need that little bit of interruption. Honey, hi. Make sure she's looking at you.
Okay.
And then if you have a relationship where you can do this, touch her.
Okay.
Grab her hand, touch her shoulder. Grab that attention and pull it into you. That's really what she wants anyway. She does want to give you that attention, but there's just so much going on. It's going to take a little bit of your understanding women to actually interrupt this diffuse awareness.
We talked about that on the show before. We keep hearing it over and over again, and we call it presence. Mm-hmm. And it's a man's singular attention of like just being totally focused on this woman and bringing that attention. It seems to be the anecdote to that kind of all over the place ability that or quality that women have.
Yeah. And there's a lot to presence, though. You know, it's like being present, really being tapped into her, mm-hmm. you know, and again, making sure she's looking at you. And here's the thing I don't like about the seduction community, which I'll just throw in here. When men touch...
And that's pickup artists and those kind
yeah.
of guys. Okay.
Yeah. So, and this is what I want guys to know, too. Like, all that pickup stuff. If you touch a woman before she's really an invitation to be touched, forget it. Forget it. Even if her mind doesn't register it, her body will register
it. Her body knows you're full of shit.
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Absolutely. All and right. So even though she might let you hold her hand or whatever, somewhere in there, creepy vibe is gonna inform her.
Yeah.
So, and I get the spot that guys are in. This is not easy stuff. Mm. I mean, this is why I have a show and you have a show, because men and women will always want to know how to connect better, you know, love each other more, what's right to do, what's opening, what's not closing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, all we can do is just be honest and real and do the best we can. There's no formula.
Okay, so let's bring it back down to earth, because a lot of our guys are like, well, I am being honest. I really want to touch this. I want to know if she wants to have sex with me. Like, he may be coming from this, like, he's being genuine about...
Is it all about sex, Trip? Is it always all about sex?
Actually, your show has sex in the title. Mine doesn't, so... Maybe.
It is all about sex. That's what I'm saying. You're supposed to say yes, at least it is, but we have to pretend like it's not.
I'm cut off from that. I'm not even going to express that. So.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important too, because yes, again, built into our biology is procreation.
It's procreation.
You know, but I mean, come on. We are so repressed in our society, especially as Americans, and sexuality is so taboo. I could go on for days about why I think that is. But yeah, what do you want to know? I really could say anything about sex.
Okay, so we can talk about sex. Maybe let's help the guy. Let's lead up to that.
Okay.
So he has an attraction for a woman. He's in a cafe and he's not a pickup artist or anything like that. But what does he go up and what's the gist of being able to approach a woman, be genuine, be honest? What is a woman wanting in that situation? Like, where is she coming from? Because we've talked about, like, guys, like, well, be centered, feel your balls, whatever, that kind of stuff, and get curious. But what's actually going on for a woman as she's sitting there? What's he up against?
Well, I think it depends. I think if a woman is single and wanting some kind of connection, that's there. I mean, I'm engaged. I'm with a man. But I still love and appreciate when a man notices me. Mm. And he might not want anything. He might just think that the dress that I'm wearing is really beautiful. So I guess that's the thing about it. I know we keep saying be authentic and be real, but I think it's about enjoying feeling pleasure, enjoying feeling joy way before you get into any kind of sexual desire. Maybe that'll come, maybe it won't. But just enjoying the little pleasures in life, the little momentary wow, that's beautiful, or I think that's cool. And it doesn't even have to be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a flower or art or a motorcycle, like whatever it is that a man is tapped into, what is pleasing to him.
Okay. What are some indicators if we're back in the cafe and there's the woman and there's the guy? What are the indicators that a woman would send out? Because some guys just miss it. They have no idea that a woman is interested in them, or more importantly, like, not interested in them. I've seen guys just, like, keep beating their head against the wall. How can we read women? Help us, please.
I think women are pretty easy. Women will just...
Oh, yeah.
They will. I mean, okay. I'm just trying to think of a scenario here. If I was sitting in a cafe, I guess it's not that easy. All right, here's the thing. Play the fool. Play the fool.
What do you mean?
Write her a note. Buy her a coffee. Send her something. Get her attention. That's what I'm saying. She's in a cafe. She's scanning who's the creepy guy in here? Where should I sit? What should I drink? How do I look? I mean, constantly, women's minds are going constantly. Mm-hmm. And so for anyone at any time to interrupt that, it's really quite refreshing.
And so what's the quality that a guy should bring? Because how does he not be creepy? What's his state that for her to be like, huh, he's kind of interesting? Are you able to kind of suss that out?
Yeah, you can pretty well sort out, feel out as a woman if a guy really loves himself. You know, and if a man is loving himself, it doesn't matter what I say.
And not really narcissistic, like maybe a sense of wholeness or completeness.
Yeah. It's funny. I can get where that might get a little confusing. Has integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Knows who he is. Has hobbies and likes and passions and is on track in his life. And even if he's not, like, he's all right with himself. Like, it's okay.
I get this is some kind of highbrow shit, but what for a guy, what I'm getting, like, what it boils down to is he's not approaching the woman to get something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's kind of like what's not being said. It's
but
like,
I know.
Oh, needy. No, I gotta need this woman's attention. And
yeah, don't want sex. And that's key. Because that's emotional sobriety. And when a man is in control of his emotions and his urges, it's kind of a maturity that he would have. But you know what? Again, who's to say there's not a woman out there who'd be like, you know, she wants to have sex and he's coming in like a freight train and she's like, all right, let's go. I mean, you don't know. That's what I just...
Come on, we're looking for some tried and true absolutes.
No, there's none. I'll give you none of that. It's moment. It's moment by moment by moment. And that's the thing. And if there's any work that a man can do, it's being all right with the moment as it is, whatever happens, whatever's going on. And that's what presence is. Because, and it's kind of like basic Buddhist philosophy. It's like, let the moment go. Don't let anything crystallize. That's why people meditate, so they can get into the practice of letting things go. So if a man wants to be facile in the moment with a woman, do the work before then. Start meditating. Know yourself, you know. Don't go into it like, how can I get this? Mm-hmm. But letting the moment arise and fall as it will. We have no idea what's going to happen in any moment.
Okay. So there's like, there's a sense of, and the Buddhists call it attachment, right? So there's this sense of like not being attached. It's got to be genuine, because I can see guys posturing like, oh, I'm not attached to what she has to say. But really underneath, there's this like, ugh.
Yeah. And everyone,
and my point is like, you guys feel that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that the other women, you know, echo this over and over and over again, how deeply women can feel. And again, getting back to the biology, why can women feel so deeply? We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our babies. We have to protect the tribe. So men are never going to get away from the fact that women can feel so deeply, and they just got to get it. You know, we can sense it. And when I do this work facilitating with the Authentic Man program, that's one of the major pieces that we do, is have a man just come up to us and feel into his presence. Why? Because it's a gift that women bring to men that men can't give men. So here we are bringing these amazing gifts and asking men, well, what are you feeling right now? Because you feel really tight. And did you know that like your shoulders are really slouchy and this thing and that thing? And it's like women in 5 seconds will tell you exactly what's going on with you. It's built into our nature.
So tell me about like how painful is it to be most women out there, that are they just settling for guys? And describe like, what's the women's experience to be with men that are cut off from different parts of themselves?
Yeah. And I just want to say, it's why I do the work that I do and why you do the work that you do, because we know that people are suffering. I've suffered, you've suffered. And so what is it like to feel a man who's closed? It makes me want to cry. And many times I do. It's like devastating. It's devastating because you know there's more in there. You know that there's this man who isn't living up to his potential, who's not tapped into his heart. And it can invoke anger. It can evoke sadness. It's a lot. It's a lot. And that's why I said it's so refreshing when you finally meet a man who actually is in his body, who's looking at you, who's attentive, grounded, just letting the moment come and go. And it's like arresting. It's arresting to me. And I remember I was at a bar with my mother and her friend. We're from the East and we're huge Red Sox fans. And so we're in this crazy bar. It was like, you know, the playoffs. And because the bar was so crowded, the bartender asked if this man could sit with us. And so we were like, sure, yeah, no problem. So he starts talking to us, and, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to him because my mom and her friend were there and they had just flown in. And so I wanted to spend time with them. But this guy was so interested in who we were, why we were here, what our dynamic was. We just naturally opened to him and had the best time. And by the end of it, we were like, who are you? My mother, me, and her friend. Now, these are three powerful energies, you know, East Coast women, you know, saying whatever they want.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Here in a come. Bar. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. And this man is still my friend today. And I'll tell you, if I wasn't dating my fiance at the time, I would totally be dating him.
Wow.
He has got this amazing presence and true, genuine interest. High, high, high integrity, knows what he's doing in his life, and was totally okay to play the fool.
Wow.
I mean, he wore this crazy hat the next time I saw him that had like buttons and knobs. It had a radio built into it. His father built this crazy hat and he was wearing it and he didn't give a shit. He looked like a fool. And when I saw him, my heart just keeps opening when I see him, you know, because we're friends now.
Was he just a big Radiohead fan?
No, he was just someone who like He cared more about, you know, the creativity and the art than he did, like, who was looking at him.
Right, right.
And that can be hot.
Okay, all right. I get that. I get that. And one thing, we kind of touched on it a second ago, but I was just thinking about, huh, if a woman's with a guy and it's, and you describe it as, like, he's shut down and it's painful, it's sad, it's all these kinds, I'm starting to get why women would maybe start to act what seems like erratic around their man, or they might test them, or
it's aggression.
Kind of, it's aggression. Can you say more about like that? Like, the guys would be like, I don't know why in the hell she's like that, but really it may have a lot to do with the guy.
Yeah, it's simple. When a man is not in his masculine, the woman has to pick up the slack.
What do you mean by the masculine?
So if a man doesn't take charge, isn't on top of things, isn't helpful, isn't kind of generous in his wanting to be a full partner, you know, like helpful around the house, conscious of picking up his stuff, cleaning the dishes, you know, things that, like, oh, you wouldn't necessarily think about, taking something out of the trunk into the house, helping a woman out, any woman, not just the his partner, but like having that kind of generous,
like,
spirit.
An awareness, like, oh, this person needs help, like a consideration beyond his own.
Exactly. Okay. Beyond his own personal needs, concerns, wants. That he's generous and that he's expansive enough. So if a, and that's, those are masculine traits, focused, helpful, you know, together, honest, integrity, all those things.
And that's a gift to women.
It is such a gift because, like I said, then we can relax into our feminine. If a man isn't taking direction, like steering the situation, then the woman has to. Forget it. She will resent that. Mm-hmm. And then women get aggressive, mean, you know, all those things that guys are like, oh, why is that happening? Well, check yourself. How generous are you being in this moment?
And she's actually feeling what? When it's like, wow, he's not stepping up. He's not providing this or that. What is she actually feeling in that moment? It comes out as aggression, but what is she actually feeling?
She's resentful that she has to now step in. Now, that's also a choice. So I don't want to just be like, this is the way it is across the board.
Right.
And this is where relationships get completely screwed up, is that she then thinks that she has to take it on herself, go into her masculine and get angry, mean, and aggressive to wake him up. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's this kind of power play happening. So if he's bringing it, there's a sort of nice flow that happens, and then she can relax knowing that her man is going to take care of things. He's aware of the situation. Is she like in the corner kind of rubbing her shoulders like I'm freezing, maybe not asking for what she wants? I'll tell you, the number one hot thing that I love about guys is when they're paying attention enough to me to give me something before I have to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Thousand ding 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 bonus points, man. Ding ding.
Well,
pay attention. Give her what she needs before she asks for it.
So there's an awareness. I'm just sitting there, like, it's an awareness of, I'm a guy. What are my needs? What's my experience? And also kind of like, huh? And what's going on for her? What's going on? Like, and as soon as it's like she starts getting erratic or pain in the ass or whatever, it's not like, well, screw her. It's like, it might be like, huh? What is it that I'm not doing? What is it that might have her feeling this way? And it almost, it sounds like a slippery slope. Like, I'm suddenly responsible for her feelings, or I'm suddenly really responsible for her happiness. And that doesn't feel right.
No, no, no. Cut all that out. Cut all that out. Here's simple. Ask her, babe, what are you needing right now? Simple.
Mm-hmm.
One simple question. And don't make up. We have no idea what just triggered her, you know? And it's probably some inner wound deep from her childhood when her father yelled at her that she doesn't even know about.
Thanks, Dad.
Asshole. So, yeah, just, hey, I notice that you're, you seem a little frustrated, and I'm just wondering if there's something you're needing right now.
Well, yeah, you're being a dick.
Okay. So you feel like I'm being a dick? We could do this. I mean, honestly, like, if a guy could actually hold that instead of being like, I'm not being a dick, like, who's going to be the adult? You know, when your partner is triggered, here's the thing. Why are people in relationship? They're in relationship to have that mirror, you know, to have that wall that's like, I love you. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, you're acting like an asshole right now. What do you need?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just get tripped up by what? and then help each other go down that hole. But, you know, there has to be a commitment there on both parts that you're not going to stay in the anger. You are going to go for the love, that you are going to communicate. You are going to actually say, let me think about it. This is what I need. That you're not going to take his head off every time or him take her head off. I mean, there have to be some ground rules in a healthy relationship.
I think so, too. And I'm just like, I just want to reiterate again that I could see where some guys, because out of their neediness, they need to make sure that she's okay so he's okay. You know what I mean? They can kind of lose themselves. And so a lot of guys coming in, it's like really having that strong sense of self that you talk about and being like, okay, she's going to be erratic. She can be stormy and I'm going to be okay too. But it's a gift I can provide of like, hey, what's going on for you? Just reflecting back to that.
Join us next week as Elisa shares with us a powerful example of how she has tested her man and how he met that challenge and made her love him even more.